This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How about that?
Gotta like that.
I love this.
How did that happen? Well, they're not in Cleveland. They're in Rocky River at the Browns Foundation Golf Outing. We're at the Westwood Country Club. And a lot of folks walking around. You never know who might just sit down and chat with us.
There's Hanford Dixon.
So we're looking forward to that. Top Dog?
Yeah, we just did a Chalk Talk a couple weeks ago. We had a good time.
Yeah, was that fun?
It was a blast. What's interesting is to hear – well, actually, I did one with Felix Wright, and then I did one with him before. And
Meredith, do you have a ding?
It's all right. But I love hearing these guys. Their stories are unbelievable now because, like, they'll tell you more things now, I think, than they ever would before, especially about college, because in the past they would never want to talk about stuff like that because of what would be illegal before that. Now it's like they don't care. They'll talk about it. People coming up with bags
of money. You mean bags of money?
Although Felix didn't. Felix's story is unbelievable.
Felix went Drake?
Yeah, he went to Drake, and then no one would look at him, and then he went to the CFL, and he went back home after a couple days of being at the CFL because they weren't paying enough money for him to even eat. And then and then they called him back, no, we want you. And the next thing you know, he ends up back with the Brown. Marty talked to him and told him that he really liked him, and he ended up here because he could have gone to Houston. His initial tryout was in Houston. His uncle, at one point, they drove down to Houston for an open tryout, and there were like 110 guys there. They asked two to come back for training camp. He was one of them. They loved his footwork. And his uncle convinced him to
stay. Loved his footwork, sure.
Well, no, because he got down there the first day, and he's like, hey, man, I don't think this is worth it. I'm never going to make this. Look at all these guys. How many are they actually going to take? And his uncle said, I took a day off of work to drive down to go do this, so
you're
staying, and you're going to try out. And the next thing, I asked him, I was like, do you thank your uncle? He's like, oh, yeah, every day.
That's
great
awesome.
Great story. That's
awesome.
Just really neat stuff.
That's awesome. The Browns defense, I thought it was interesting to hear Greg Newsome talk about that. 2 years ago with Jim Schwartz as coordinator, they made huge strides and were one of the top defenses in the National Football League. And last year, Andy, just not quite the same defense. And as Greg said, we have to get back to what we did 2 years ago and then build on that, which I think is an opportunity that was lost last year.
Injuries didn't help last
year. No, it sure didn't. No, they you don't want to use those as an excuse, but when an excuse becomes fact, you know what I mean? I mean, those were the real deal.
It'll be interesting to see how the JOK factor plays out into this with him not being able to play this year. And Greg had talked about that, too, that, you miss him, you're not only missing, a guy that can play on the field, but you're missing a leader in the locker room. So, and for him to say that he immediately started watching Schlesinger's tape right out of the gate because he wanted to know what they were getting, and he loved the fact that he was going to be hungry coming in. I love those kind of players. So, and I think you almost got Kevin Stefanski to say more tight ends and fullbacks. I thought you were walking him down that road. We weren't going to ask him who the starting quarterback was because the morning show did that last week, and he gave nothing. So I figured I'd go straight for the long snapper, and he wouldn't give us anything on that either.
No.
Shocker.
No, you tried, though, Andy.
I did. I gave it my best
effort. Defending the long snapper. I'm Andy Baskin.
And tight ends. And
and
fullbacks. Yes.
I think that's a really valid point by
you. I'm a man of the people.
I think it's I asked Greg about, you know, the on-off aspect of the offseason in the NFL. And, you know, he said, in college, we're always on.
Yeah.
Which isn't, you know, really supposed to be the case, right? Spring football and lifting all the time. And I'm sure you're completely under supervision.
What was it? It was the Knicks.
Here you get cut loose. You know, time, all right, you're done. Now go be an adult. And then come back and be ready to go.
But be ready to go.
That's the
days of training camp, meaning that you got to come in here and learn how to get into shape for the rest of the season, those ended in, what, 75, 76?
Yes, I think they did.
I mean, remember, these guys would hold – well, it was like baseball players. They'd all hold sucking jobs.
Well, that's why they played 6 preseason games, too.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, they played a lot of preseason games. And, you know, we're in camp, and you came to camp to get ready. That's certainly no longer the case right now. If you come to camp and you're not ready to go, you're not in camp for very long.
No.
You're unemployed quickly.
It's interesting to see how that's also – you talk about college. High school is the same thing. I mean, those guys are in the weight room all year. And then, you know, they practice as soon as you possibly can. And now you got 7-on-7s all summer. So, you know, the game never ends for those kids that absolutely love it. But then that's how you weed out some kids, too. The kids that don't love it are out now to get to this level. You would hope that you love it, but we've seen players sneak all the way up to the pros that maybe didn't love it all the way here, and then they get flushed out really quick. I mean, super quick.
The defense has to be good on this team this year.
It absolutely does, yes.
We haven't talked enough about the defense, I don't think, Andy, because the offense is clearly a situation where there has to be improvement, major improvement. But the defense has to be good because – how improved are you going to be on offense when you have 4 quarterbacks, you're looking for a quarterback, you don't have a starting quarterback, you have 2 rookie running backs, which could be good, but they're still rookie running backs, and you have a receiving crew where, let's put it in nice terms, you have 1, and your fingers are crossed on everybody else in that receiving group.
From the wide receiving core, right?
Yeah.
Because, you still have Njoku.
And you still have David Njoku.
Yeah.
And then you're counting on, as Kevin Stefanski said, a 20-year-old Harold Fannin to step
who we
in
really
and,
like.
And probably be a key part of the offense. But I think because of all of the question marks, because of all of the youth on the offense, this better be a defense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's go NBA. Oh, we're a defensive-minded team, first and foremost. Yeah, well, this team better be. I think.
Well, they still need to get to 17, right? I mean, you can't – they've got to figure out a way. Not 17. They need to get to 20 because you're just not winning games unless you get there. And just go back and look at the numbers across the league. Teams that don't get to 20 don't win. That's all there is to it. And you can't average 16 points per game. And I know things were a little sideways at the end of the season last year, especially with the offense. So, I mean, there's a little room for slack, but – I mean, you're in the AFC North. It's going to be a tough season. It is going to be, and there's no question, as they get set to play some golf here behind us.
Which is good. That's why we're at a golf course.
Why can't we do the show while we're playing?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, we need to figure that out. Can't we go wireless?
I think we should be able to go all the way around the course and just wear headsets and hit golf balls.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Although, how do we do? We could do interviews that way, too. It'd be fun.
Well, I think it would be perfect.
Dan would be great at it. I think Dan would be outstanding.
Oh, if my golf game is any indication whatsoever, they would need a really strong signal in the woods. I would be in every creek, every wood, every lake, anything you could think of. That's where I would be besides the fairway.
Are you that bad?
Oh, I'm horrendous. I'm a horrendous golfer who enjoys a nature hike.
All right, so the three of us need to play then, because I haven't swung a club in like 3 years, so 3 or 4 years.
I used to play so much golf. Loved it. I played poorly on the golf team in high school like Dan did. Mm-hmm. And then I got married and had kids. And I didn't want to do that.
I'm trying to think. Last time I was
out. It's a lot of time to spend away from
But Kevin
family.
Brought up a good point, though. Like, you know, you think about when you've got a job like he does, the only time he really gets to spend with his kids is to be able to, sometimes to be able to just pop out on a golf course with him and go play.
Yeah.
Go with the ball around.
I mean, he said driving range.
Or even driving range. You take either one. I don't know. The beauty of the game is you can put your cell phone away. You should put your cell phone away while you're playing. Just concentrate on the game and forget about everything else that's going on in the world. And if you hit a bad shot, who cares? You're not in the PGA. You're not.
You think? that's very true. As we sit here today, you know, and we try to, I think all fans, you know, we sit here do a sports talk show all day, and you know, we host this thing. What do you want to be optimistic? You want it to be fun, you know? You want it to be interesting, and we hope that's the case. I look at the questions on the offense, and man, Andy, they concern me. If you get really good quarterback play, that'll answer so many questions and erase so many questions. But man, that's up in the air right now.
Did you catch the answer when I asked him about the?
No, I missed it completely.
The ranking the four quarterbacks. Do you get tired of the quarterback questions? And how do you kind of line those guys up? You know, do you get tired of that? And he said, didn't talk about any of the current quarterback. He talked about Deshaun. Did you catch that?
He said the four quarterbacks and Deshaun.
And Deshaun, and then talked about Deshaun's influence in the quarterback room.
Yeah. Well, there are five, Andy. Whether people want to realize that or not, there are five quarterbacks.
That is
here.
True.
One of them just not able to go right now. And we'll see if he's able to go at any point this season. I would think from a coaching standpoint, if you could, this is silly, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you could eliminate the idea of, well, we don't know who our starting quarterback is, having four quarterbacks and being able to try and develop four guys, look for
They're
four guys.
They're all different, too.
They Jeff. Are all
different. I mean, you've got the Grizzly veteran who's been here forever.
But I would think that's appealing to a coach I'm a coach standpoint. It might not be appealing from a, hey, we really should probably try and win 10 or 11 games this year because that's what we're supposed to do. You know, can it happen? Yeah. Is it likely? I would think most every prognosticator says no based on the quarterback.
I just think all four bring something entirely different. And so how are they going to judge that, and how are they going to be able to determine who the winner of this thing is? Because it feels like it's a four-horse race, I'm sorry. And we could sit here and say that we think that Kenny Pickett probably has the inside track on this thing, but how do you not, if you're Kevin Stefanski, how do you look at Joe Flacco and go, yeah, you know, maybe we're going to give Kenny a shot here. I understand how they do that, but then you got two young quarterbacks that people want to see. They want to see if they can survive and have success in the NFL. And, you know, they're four totally different quarterbacks.
I wonder if that
you got a lefty and a righty.
I wonder how detrimental that might be when it comes to trying to make the offense click.
Well, do you,
I wonder if there's a time frame, Andy, when you want to have a starting quarterback in place.
Didn't it feel like DTR was the perfect complement to Deshaun?
To Deshaun,
yeah.
Well, it's probably why they brought him in.
Yeah, but now it didn't seem like they're worried about complementing each other. They're worried about getting somebody.
They're worried about quarterback play.
Let's get the ball into the end zone.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what the situation is.
Yeah.
And can you do it? How do you do it? That's the task ahead for the coaching staff and Kevin Stefanski in particular. Number to join us if you'd like to talk Little Browns with us, 216-474-0092. We are at the Cleveland Browns Foundation Golf Outing at Westwood Country Club in Rocky River. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.